It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Who sold the most CDs in 2016? Could it be Beyoncé? Kanye West? Taylor Swift, maybe? The musician who sold the most CDs in 2016 is, wait for it, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. This month, the 18th century composer was named 2016's top artist in CD sales. Mozart owes his win to a box set of his music that was released October 28th in celebration of the 225th anniversary of his death that went on to sell 1.25 million CDs in just 5 weeks. But this news might not be as astounding as you'd think at first. The world has not suddenly developed a taste for 18th century Austrian composers. The 1.25 million figure tallied by Billboard technically counts every individual CD that is sold. And the Mozart box set has 200 discs in it, which means only about 6,000 people are responsible in total for the composer's chart-topping success. Still, it's pretty amazing when you realize that Mozart 225 sells for just over $500 on Amazon, meaning there are 6,000 people out there who were willing to shell out half a grand for a classical compilation. Were Brahms and Beethoven booze hounds? Was Liszt a lush? Damian Thompson, associate editor of the British magazine The Spectator, just wrote an article that says, yes, indeed, they were. Thompson recalls accounts in the three-volume biography of Franz Liszt written by Alan Walker, where the author admits that Franz Liszt drank a bottle of cognac a day and sometimes two bottles of wine, but he didn't think Liszt was an alcoholic. Liszt's students, though, were pretty sure that he was. One called him a confirmed alcoholic. There are also accounts of Johannes Brahms getting toasted at parties and insulting people with his sharp wit, or not-so-sharp wit. At one party, he got drunk and branded all women with a word so shocking that it broke up the occasion, according to one account. According to another account, at the Heidelberg Carnival in 1830, the young drunk Robert Schumann fell down in the street, got tangled up with broken rum bottles, and groped around under the skirts of landladies. Then he went home to smash up his piano. Sounds like a nice evening out. The list of heavy drinking composers includes Handel, Mozart, Beethoven, Schubert, Schumann, Liszt, Brahms, Mussorgsky, Tchaikovsky, and Sibelius. Berlioz and Wagner preferred opium, and in fact, Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique is all about an opium-induced dream. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on listener-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD. We also broadcast on translator K209DV Scottsdale at 89.7, and we're available on the web at kbach.org.